All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. And once again, visit roymatlockjr.com and check out, or you can just go in and Google anything. Roy Matlock Jr. podcast. You've got all of our shows. We broadcast this every week, and every day you're going to see something. Just sign up for the podcast and learn about money. Today we're talking about the five parts of asset allocation: time horizon, risk, diversification, investment choices, and rebalancing. And so what we're doing now, we just came out of the break about risk capacity versus and risk tolerance. So let's talk about diversification. What's diversification? I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you own a business, and you own that business, and you said, I want to be diversified. And how am I going to diversify my business? Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell umbrellas for the days that it's raining, and I'm going to sell sunglasses on the days it's sunny. How about that? So every day when it's raining, I have something to offer. And when it's sunny, I have something to offer. That would be diversifying. Now, the reason that you diversify is because they're unrelated. All right? So one thing may go up, the other thing may go down. So when we diversify, we actually reduce our risk of having any one thing. You've heard, never put all your eggs in one basket. Now, I've heard a lot of things like, well, if you do, you better watch that basket 24 hours a day. And guess what? You might get lucky and put all your eggs in one basket, like Bitcoin, that's getting killed as of the recording of this show. But the fact of the matter is that diversification tends to be a better way of doing things for the majority of people, because, hey, you're happy about something, you're unhappy about something, but at the end of the day, you do okay. All right. So diversification is a management strategy that blends different investments in a single portfolio. So you're going to have a small company growth fund. All right, and that would invest in the Googles of tomorrow, maybe. You're going to have a mid-sized company fund that will be not the one, the company you've never heard of, and not the large company, which would be an Exxon. And somewhere in between, you might say, I want something in the international markets because I don't have all my money in the U.S. I want to have part of it outside the U.S., and because there's great companies like, you know, I want to own companies that would own Mercedes-Benz and, you know, BP Oil and all these different things and Nintendo. But at the same time, I want to own Apple and stuff like that. So we go in and we put together an asset allocation model that's made up. It's got diversification with it. All right. So now we're across a lot of different things, a lot of different industries, a lot of different countries, a lot of different types of stocks, from small, medium, large. We might have some bonds in there. Got all these different things in there. Might even have some annuities in there, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then suddenly what you have is a highly diversified portfolio. Then as we do that, we start saying to ourselves, okay, it didn't go down quite as bad. It didn't go up quite as good, but I'm okay with it, all right, because it's a little bit more in the middle. Maybe that's a moderate type thing. So then we start looking at investment choices. We say, now, how do we go about? We've found out our risk tolerance. Now we got to go out there and pick, all right, what are we going to put it in? And there's a million different things. I say that. There's 9,000 mutual funds, last I heard. There's probably more than that. You've got managed portfolios. You've got ETFs. You got all this kind of stuff. And so then what happens is we start looking, okay, to match up our tolerance with investments that would fall in our risk tolerance and capacity. So let me give an example. You might go in a conservative portfolio. They got low risk tolerance, all right, short-term needs. I'll give you some examples. Let's say that you're saving for your children's college. And when you first took that out, I remember when my kids were born, I put money in their account immediately. And then it started growing. I had it very aggressive. But then we're 2 years away from college. You want to back it down, because if we're going to use that money for college, we want the market to drop. All right? So we back it down. Or you're 60 years old and you expect to retire at 65 or 63. We're going to back it down. All right. So we don't want to. What the most important thing I've learned in dealing with people is they don't like losing money. And they sure don't like losing money or having market declines when they need the money. All right. So what we want to do is we probably back it down a little bit when that happens. That would be more moderate, all right, or conservative. And then if you're looking for a long-term horizon, you might be in a high risk tolerance. Hey, you're going to go with something aggressive. So you match up the portfolios and we go out and we pick funds, okay, or managed accounts. You know, you've heard of these fiduciaries. Well, I'm a fiduciary, and sometimes that's your best route. But in many cases, it's more expensive than just being in a brokerage account. And so what happens is you find the right mix, and you get with somebody you trust, and over a period of time, you manage the outcome. I want you to think about this. If you're going to be dependent solely on the amount of money you save, and you're working your whole life, wouldn't it make sense to have a plan in place? Wouldn't it make sense to monitor that plan? Wouldn't it make sense to have a trusted advisor that can help you do that? So what I always tell people is that, you know, in life, we don't know everything about everything. If we're lucky, we become an expert in one thing. All right. Very seldom are you an expert in multiple things. You know, I tell people I know a few things. You know, I'm a business guy. I'm pretty good at business, but it kind of goes along with the financial. I'm pretty good with the finances. I think I could be considered maybe an expert on that. I've been doing it forever and I study it all the time. So, you know, I'm pretty good. I play golf pretty good, but I'm not a professional. All right. I'm not on the PGA tour and be a financial advisor. All right. So what I always tell people is create a team of people that can help you manage life. All right. That might involve, hey, I need a personal trainer because that personal trainer knows more about working out than I do. Maybe that personal trainer will keep me from getting injured when I try to work out. So, you know, the worst thing about working out is that you get injured. Then you can't work out at all. And so what we do is we're in the financial business. That's our area of expertise. And so if you're looking for help, you get with a financial advisor. That's what I do. I've been advising people for 35 years. That's what happens. So then we go in. Once we've come to the conclusion, we have our diversification and we have all this stuff in place that we've looked at our time horizon and, you know, risk tolerance. And now what we're going to do is we're going to pick funds. And we go in and we can pick things from aggressive growth, international growth, growth in income, balanced, all these different things. And so when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is kind of get into a little more detail on that. And then I'm going to give you some asset allocation models. What that would be is, you know, I'm 60 years old. What should I be thinking about? Where should I put that money if I'm 60 and I'm getting ready to retire and I'm going to be pulling money out, or I'm 30 and I'm going to do this? I'm going to kind of walk, do like a little life cycle to kind of walk you through and give you some ideas on things like that. Now, I want to make sure that everyone understands that unless you meet with someone and they get all the details of what's happening, you don't make decisions based on a radio show. You get information based on this radio show, podcast, whatever it may be. And then one day you wake up and you're like, hey, I'm pretty educated. And as a result of being educated, I can make better decisions. With that being said, what you want to be doing is working toward getting confident. And once you work toward getting confident, one day you'll say, hey, I feel good. The worry's gone, and I'm doing much better. So stick with us. My name's Roy Matlock Jr. We'll be right back.